And I don't think the people who were running safety at the group level understood anything about the actual dating sites. And I think that was one of the big problems. They didn't understand dating sites. They understood safety, they understood security, but they didn't understand the audience and who we were dealing with. Our job as a dating site is to make two people who don't know each other and don't know anything about each other meet up in person. And that's dangerous.
You write in the investigation, repeatedly we found users soon after being banned could create new Tinder accounts with the exact same name, birthday. We just talked about that. Michael, ultimately, the people most concerned about safety were forced out of places like, and people might just be shocked that all of these apps are owned by the same group, by Match Group, Match.com, Tinder, Hinge, OkCupid, where you worked as head of user safety.
Yeah, I mean, we had our entire customer service team leave in a single week. All the women left in one day because of basically just internal abuse, like bad abuse. So it was aimed at them and they just all left. And then all the males in the customer service team left in protest within the next week. So they were never refilled. I mean, we replaced that team of, what, 8 or 9 with one person who had no background, no institutional knowledge. I think I calculated we'd lost about 99 years of institutional knowledge in 1 week. Me leaving lost 10. There was just no institutional knowledge left. And it takes a long time to train an investigator in a dating site. For a start, you've got an intimate knowledge of dating sites, an intimate knowledge of your target audience, who you're actually looking after. For customer service people who are talking to sexual assault victims, they've got to be trained in that. They've got to be practiced in that. They've got to realize that only 2% of sexual assault victims are probably going to report it to the police. It's a tiny amount. So what your job is to get them off the site. You can't talk somebody into going to the police. So it's a bad job because you're always losing anyway. We know we can't do that much, but we do the best we can.
How do people protect themselves? I mean, these days you either meet someone online or on a line. But that online, as you're describing, you have Match Group saying we recognize our role in fostering safer communities and promoting authentic and respectful connections worldwide. We'll always work to invest in and improve our systems and search for ways to help our users stay safe, both online and when they connect in real life. We take every report of misconduct seriously and vigilantly remove and block accounts that have violated our rules regarding this behavior, Match Group said in a statement. You say, in fact, Michael, this isn't true.
They do try. I mean, we've got to give them credit. OkCupid worked for years to try and do this. But when you're having your staff gutted, I mean, even Match Group's team, I think they just fired every single investigator nearly a few months ago, actually. There is a brilliant legal team within Match.com, within Match Group, sorry, who deal with all of this, and they've been doing it for longer than me. I mean, most of the people in that legal team have been doing it for 15, 20 years now.
We're going to have to leave it there, but I want to end by asking Emily, do you hold out hope in this last 10 seconds for things to be improved?
I'm kind of a cynic. I think people just need to be careful out there. The person you're matching with might not be who they seem.
Okay, Emily Elena Dugdale, independent investigative reporter, Michael Lowry, former OkCupid head of user security. I want to thank you both very much, and we'll link to the report, Rape Under Wraps. That does it for our show. A fond farewell to Hannah Elias, our video fellow. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks for joining us.
You are listening to WRCT 88.3 FM, broadcasting from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. In just a few seconds, Pinckney Hall will begin.
When Alexander met Emma, the first day she came to New York, Saks's Cafe in Manhattan, coffee and cigarettes and talk, sun beaten down on the east side, introductions are made in the haze. Emma, meet Alexander. Emma just smiles as she says, "Take my hand, I'll take yours. Save my life, I'll save." Stretches loudly before her, from the Bowery to Old Suffolk Street, a $5 bill in her pocket, and a world full of people to meet. Ships rigging up in the Hudson, waiting for love to set sail. Emma, she tells Alexander, "I'll be there when you walk from the jail.
Joe here. You're in Pinckney Hall on WRCT Pittsburgh, Valentine's Day 2025. For the most part, what we'll be doing today is playing songs appropriate for the holiday. Starting it off with Chumbawamba doing When Alexander Met Emma off of a Sing Song in a Scrap. For those of you that don't know, that's Alexander Berkman and Emma Goldman. And if you want to know more about that, you can always look it up on the internet, right? So that's kicks off Valentine's Day for us. Now, let's see. We're going to what are we going to do? We're going to give you a couple of PSAs. But before we do that, a couple of newsy things. Every February, I think it's always in February, WRCT has a special weekend, massive music weekend, where from noon on Friday until people go to bed early Monday morning, you hear half-hour blocks of different artists, a wide variety of artists, by WRCT DJs and some special guests, shall we say, this year. That is happening not this weekend, but the weekend after that. I will be here in doing Pinckney Hall as usual on Friday, and then on Sunday next weekend, I will be here at 8:30 playing a half hour of Richard Thompson, followed by a half hour of PJ Harvey. So that's that. And the other newsy item I have for you is the Hot 8 Brass Band from New Orleans is on tour, and they'll be stopping in Pittsburgh on Tuesday night. If I get a chance today, I'll play some music from them, so you'll know what you're in for. At least you'll sort of know what you're in for. I don't know everything that the Hot 8 does, but I do know from that a lot of it I can't play on the radio. So, you know, if that sort of thing shocks you, maybe you better not show up. But if you need more information on that, again, it's Tuesday night, and I refer you to the internet if you want to know exactly when and where. Okay. Got that stuff out of the way. I will give, you know, with the things have changed in this world so much in the past couple of months, I don't know what PSAs I can read anymore or not, but we'll give this one a try. Right now, millions of kids up to age 19 are eligible for free or low-cost health insurance through Medicaid and CHIP. Your child could be one of them. In fact, children in a family of four earning up to $80,000 a year may qualify. Income levels vary by state. Regular checkups, immunizations, doctor and dentist visits, hospital care, mental health services, prescriptions, and more are covered. For more information or to enroll today, go to insurekidsnow.gov. Tomorrow may be too late. That's insurekidsnow.gov. Okay, let's see what else we have for you. We'll stay with the medical stuff here. Each year, more than 3 million athletes suffer a sports-related brain injury known as concussion. Sometimes the effects can be serious, especially if they return to play too soon before it's safe. According to the American Academy of Neurology, any athlete who is suspected of having a concussion should be removed from play until evaluated by a doctor who has training in sports concussion. This is for all athletes and all levels. Play it safe. Protect your brain from concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology. You can learn more at aan-.com. AAN, that's not right. AAN.com. Forget the dashes, Kenny Joe. They all mean that. Okay. We'll play some, I can't really say the next song is a tender little ditty, and I have my doubts as to whether it's really referring to romantic love, but we'll play it anyway for our Valentine's Day edition. It starts off real quiet. Thank you.
Direct you into my arms. distance of angels. But looking at you, I wonder if that's true. But if I did, I would summon them together. Ask them to watch over you, while to each burn a candle for you, to make bright and clear your path, and to walk like Christ in grace and love, and guide you into my arms, into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms. I know that you do too. And I believe in some kind of path that we can walk down, me and you. So keep your candles burning, make a journey bright and pure, that you'll keep returning always and evermore. Into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms, oh Lord, into my arms, oh Lord, into my.
the first time ever I saw your face, I thought the sun rose in your eyes, and the moon and stars were the gift you gave to the dark and empty skies, my love. To the dark and empty skies. The first time ever I kissed your mouth, I felt the earth move in my hand, like the trembling heart of a captive bird that was there at my command. That was there at my command. The first time ever I lay with you and felt your heart beat close to mine, our joy would fill the earth and last till the end of time, my love, and last till the end of time.
Let me tell you what you've heard so far. Well, not actually heard so far, heard in the last set here on Pinckney Hall. The last song was sung by Peggy Seeger. It was off of an old Folkways release, the New Britain Gazette Volume 2. The Ewan McCall and Peggy Seeger were the two artists. A married couple, by the way, and Peggy Seeger is related to Pete, but we won't go into that complicated situation. This song, The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face, was Ewan McCall's composition. Before that, we had the L.A. doo-wop group, The Jaguars, doing The Way You Look Tonight, off of A45. Before that, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds doing Into My Arms. That was from a Best of CD. And we started the set off with P.J. Harvey doing To Bring You My Love, the title track of her third album. Yeah, I'm going to do it. I'm going to read you a little thing about Nick Cave and Pauly Harvey. They were an item, actually, for quite a while. And I'm going to read you what Nick had to say about the breakup. He was asked whether how it came about that he broke up with Pauly. And he said, the truth of the matter is that I didn't give up on P.J. Harvey. P.J. Harvey gave up on me. There I am, sitting on the floor of my flat in Notting Hill, sun streaming through the window, maybe, feeling good with a talented and beautiful young singer for a girlfriend when the phone rings. I pick up the phone and it's Pauly. Hi, I say. I want to break up with you. Why, I ask. It's just over, she says. I was so surprised I almost dropped my syringe. So there you have it. That was the breakup scene there. Can't do a Valentine's Day show without at least a reference to a breakup. Now, where are we here in the program? Oh, I know. I'm going to tell you about one of our underwriters. WRCT is supported by Attic Records, located in Millville. Attic Records is open 7 days a week. They sell new and used records and CDs from a range of genres, including rock, doo-wop, metal, reggae, and hip-hop. I bet you could even find some 8-tracks there. Attic Records is an independently owned and operated shop that purchases used records and CDs from collectors in bulk or by the unit. Attic Records is located at 513 Grand Avenue in Millville. For more information about selling records and new releases, it's available at 412-821-8484 or at atticrecordstoreinc.com. Okay. Nothing else to tell you about here, so we'll just continue with the music.
Oh, Yeah. blue valentines all the way from Philadelphia to mark the anniversary of someone that I used to be. And it feels like a warrant out for my arrest. Baby, you got me checking in my rearview mirror. That's why I'm always on the run. That's why I changed my name. And I didn't think you'd ever find me here to send me blue valentines like half-forgotten dreams, like a pebble in my shoe as I walk these streets. And the ghost of your memory, baby, is a thistle in the kiss. It's the burglar that can break a rose's neck. It's the tattoo, broken promise I gotta hide beneath my sleeve. I'm gonna see you every time I turn my back.
Let me tell you what was in that second set of Valentine's Day songs. We started that off quite a while ago with Buffy St. Marie doing He Lived Alone in Town. That was off of her first album, It's My Way. Yeah. Misunderstandings, they cause a lot of trouble. And then we had Jerry Butler and Betty Everett doing Let It Be Me. That was, we got that off of Moon River, which is a collection, Jerry Butler collection. And we followed that up with the Everly Brothers doing Devoted to You. That was from a very best CD. By the way, the Everly Brothers did Let It Be Me before Butler and Everett, and other people did it long before Butler and Everett. That was that song goes back away. And then we followed that up with the Fleetwoods doing Come Softly to Me. And last but not least, Tom Waits' Blue Valentines off of the album by the same name, even though that might not be what your playlist says. Okay, I owe you something. Oh, I know what I owe you. I owe you something about, something about other shows here on WRCT. I'll tell you about a show that you're going to be able to listen to tonight if you don't move your radio dial. Well, even if you do move it back to WRCT at 9 p.m., and you'll get to hear Viva La Mock. Hey, do you remember that kid you picked on in high school? I do. Well, we gave him a radio show. Tune in and hear the Mockster spin the best and worst in indie, punk, classic, country, power, pop, and so much more. That's Viva La Mock, Fridays starting at 9, exclusively here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. And then I'll tell you about a Monday night show. Pull up and put it in park on Joe's Garage. Monday night, starting at 7 p.m., shift into gear as we duffed off the vinyls, rewind the tapes, and polish the CDs, playing the best and some forgotten tracks from legendary artists and new releases from rising stars. From punk to funk, reggae to rock, get your motor running on Joe's Garage. Monday nights at 7 p.m., only on WRCT. Okay, I'm going to go out on a limb and play something by the Hot Eight. That's what we're going to do. Hot Eight's in town on Tuesday night. Check it out on the internet if you want more details about when and where. And we will follow that up with some tracks from recently released CDs, which kind of fall into our theme today. We'll be right back.
with boundless delight. The voices of angels, the tolling of bells, inspire the best we can give of ourselves. But the chaos
Okay, let me tell you what was in that short closing set. The first song that we played was... Okay, the first song that we played was by the Hot 8 Breast Band from New Orleans. They will be in town Tuesday night. Justin to Me was the name of the track. That was the first track off of their, I think it's their first CD, Rock with the Hot 8. And then the second song was by Karen Sue Grohl, The Gift We Are to Each Other. That was off from the Pittsburgh Songwriters Circle 2025 CD. And that's going to do it for me. Let me remind you that next weekend is going to be Massive Music Weekend.
No, this weekend. Now. Today.
No.
Yes, the 14th.
No.
It's today.
No.
It's not?
There's some disagreement here. But anyhow, when Massive Music Weekend starts.
No!
It will start on Friday at noon, and Zombo will warm you up for it. No. He might be in the process
That's
of doing that
today.
Now.
Son of my bitch.
I will be here. I will be here on Sunday, whatever Sunday it is. Whether it's this Sunday or next Sunday, I will be here at 8:30 doing a 30-minute set of Richard Thompson, and at 9 o'clock doing a 30-minute set of PJ Harvey. And that's the program for Massive Music Weekend. We WRCT DJs and others will be in doing 30-minute sets of their favorite music.
I got to change my whole show today.
Oh, dear. Well, here, we'll have some nice impromptu DJing here.
I'm good. I already switched gears.
Okay. We're good. Okay, this is WRCT Pittsburgh. Thanks for listening. I'll be back next Friday.
Cruel is the gospel that sets us all free, then takes you away from me. There is no Chicago urban blues more heartfelt than my lament for you. I'm a little bro guy, too cool for the macho ache, with a secret tooth for the cherry on the cake. With a pious smile, a smile that changes what I say, while I waste my time in regretting that the days went from perfect to just okay. Lordy, what would I do? Don't call me possessive, but God, if he's smooching with you. As a jealous boy, the world should be free, but don't you go following suit. My heart is aligned, it couldn't be neutral, I couldn't be that way inclined. It's hard to defend, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba, these feelings, my tough and tough friend. It's cruel, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. It's cruel, ba 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 ba. It's cruel, it's crueler than cruel, but cruel is the gospel that sets us all free, then takes you away from me. Should a love be tender and bleed out loud, or be tougher than tough and prouder than proud? If I'm troubled by every folding of your skirt, am I guilty of every male-inflicted hurt? But I don't know how to describe the modern rose when I can't refer to her shape against her clothes. the fever of purple prose. Lordy, what would I do? Don't call me possessive, but God, if he's smooching with you. As a jealous boy root, the world should be free, but don't you go following suit. My heart is aligned, it couldn't be neutral, I couldn't be that way inclined. It's hard to defend, pop, pop.